The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, like always on Monday at this time, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. How are you this morning?
Man, I'm doing well and hoping that, we could see 74 degrees for the rest of the day today, but I'm not sure it's going to happen.
Not going to happen. Let's try maybe 92, 93. You guys down in the Columbia area, you get it worse than anywhere else in the state.
It always just a little bit hotter and a little bit more humid. That's what we're famous for here.
Hope you had a good weekend.
I did. And having a better weekend apparently than the Biden administration right now as they're trying to, I don't know if you caught this over the weekend, they are redefining the definition of a recession. This is true now. The definition of a recession, forever in a day has been two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth. Now, of course, we've already had one such quarter, the last quarter. The next quarterly report is due out, I think, this coming Thursday. So over the weekend on the White House's Board of Economic Advisors website or page or that part of the White House's page, they have redefined the definition of a recession to not necessarily be two consecutive negative economic growth quarters. So it's more of a piece with what we've seen before. When liberals get in trouble with reality, they try to redefine reality so they can not look as bad. So there you go.
Well, look, if you don't like something like that, just change it. And that's that's how the Biden administration operates.
Well, when you've had inflation the way it has been over the course of the last year, as a matter of fact, this past week was the one-year anniversary of Joe Biden telling the nation that inflation was transitory. That was his quote, transitory. And it was, I think, at that time about 5% on an annualized basis. And the reports that came out a week ago had the consumer price index inflation rate at 9.1. And a few days later, the producer price index came out at 11.3. Now, you and I probably got a fairly decent education back in the day, and we know that when producers pay more for something, pretty soon they're going to make the consumers pay more for something, right?
Exactly.
That's the way it works. It runs downhill.
Yes.
Which means we can expect more inflation is the point.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to redefine reality, and it makes sense. They've got an election coming up. I'd want to redefine it too.
the most amazing thing though is that truly the Biden administration, they just don't get it. They don't recognize how angry Americans are, both Democrats and Republicans, because if the price goes up on groceries, it's affecting Democrats as much as it is Republicans. And an example of this is just over the weekend. I don't know if you saw where First Lady Jill Biden was in Connecticut, and she was visiting a dairy farm, and they decided they were going to have some ice cream. And listen to this heckler.
It has been the worst president we've ever had.
Thank you.
You owe us gas money.
I mean, heckler saying, you owe us gas money.
Well, I think even some Democrats now are recognizing that we're living in like a modern version of the 70s version, rather, of Back to the Future, where the happiest Democrat in America is Jimmy Carter because he's seeing a Democrat president worse than he was now. So, it just keeps getting worse. And that's why you've seen the poll numbers you've seen. I mean, even I think it was a week and a half ago, you had only 18% of people in one poll saying that they wanted Joe Biden to run for a second term. Now, that's 18% of Americans, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. So they've got problems. AARP, of all groups, did a poll last week, which didn't look nationally. It just looked at about 50 targeted congressional districts, so 50 out of 435. And when it came to what they call the generic ballot question, if the election were held today, would you vote Democrat or Republican? Republicans had a plus 4% advantage. And when you looked at over 50 individuals in those districts, they had a 9% advantage for Republicans. Now, of course, AARP is one of those groups that, you know, is quick to insult everybody. They insulted me when I turned 40 years old by sending me a membership application, which made me feel real old. But you know, they're not known as being a conservative organization, let's put it politely. When they are seeing these kind of numbers in their polls, it is not looking good for November for Joe Biden and Democrats.
Yeah. Well, and you've got the Washington Post opinion piece over the weekend arguing that Joe Biden should just go ahead and announce that he's not running for reelection to help the Democrats through the midterms.
It's been amazing how quickly you've seen the transition in the media from it not being polite to talk about things like Biden's bad poll numbers or people's opinions of whether or not he's got all his marbles or whether or not he's too old, et cetera. And all that stuff was just sort of hushed or, you know, kept in the closet, so to speak. And, you know, over the last month, it's like all of a sudden they've got free reins. The memo went out. It's okay to attack Joe Biden for being old now, if you're a member of the press.
Yeah.
And I think that's because they're worried about what's going to happen if he does run again. For 2024, and that's why they're piling up on him.
On our guest line this morning, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Mr. Chairman, I have a question to ask you. One of our regular callers and texters, J.R. from Westminster, he's an African-American conservative. J.R. wanted me to ask you, what is the GOP doing as far as outreach to minorities here in South Carolina?
Well, we do several things, really. One is working with the minority candidates that we have in the areas where they're running to help them get a better foothold. Tim Scott at the top of our ballot, and being, you know, a unique messenger and a fantastic just messenger of conservatism in general, but who can then take that message to African-American communities and talk to people that otherwise aren't as willing to be receptive to listen to a Republican message, quite frankly. That's going to be big for us this year. Also, all the way down to our state house and local candidates. We've got several African-American state house candidates, county council candidates in the state right now in those areas. And we're, you know, focusing on helping them win, helping them talk to the people that they need to talk to and get their message out in a way that those folks in those communities see and understand as being relevant to their daily lives. Then to working with our activists and candidates. So this coming weekend, actually, we're going to be having activism and candidate training in Columbia. We've got Paris Denard, the spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, who is African-American himself, coming down and talking about minority engagement and, how to engage in black communities in a way that, again, is going to get the message across in a way that they understand is relevant. So it's something that we're constantly doing, sometimes in different ways, depending on what's going on at the time, and then, of course, in election years, working in those places where we do have African-American candidates.
Yeah, and I think that just kind of proves the point that the GOP is not conceding the minority community, because no. I think minorities, they recognize that the Democrat Party is not looking out for them.
Well, they've been completely taken for granted for decades.
Yeah.
And I think it's why now you see some of those national poll numbers slipping. Say Biden is down at, say, 78% approval in the black community, which, you know, is a really high number. But compared to what they usually see in the mid-90s, it's got Democrats, you know, wetting their pants because they're worried about what that'll mean for them in November.
Yep. Drew McKissick, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate what you guys are doing for the state GOP. We'll talk again next Monday.
Yes, sir.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.